And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Gray Guy, Eric R. And this is just beautiful music. To me, it's very soothing, Joseph.
Yes, this is Lullaby for the Forgotten by Natalia Peruz.
I wish we could have her on the air, you know?
Oh, that would be wonderful. You know what? Let's try to get her, but first...
Sounds like a theremin.
Yeah. A theremin?
That's a saw, by the way. But we'll hear about that in a moment.
Very good. Of course, this hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogelschell can be heard on breakradioshow.com. You can check out all his show archives there, Money, Health, and of course, give him a call at 623-888-3210. 623-888-3210.
And right now we are honored to have on the mastermind behind this beautiful song.
You did get her. You are amazing.
Thank you. Saw Lady, a.k.a. Natalia Peruz. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, that was a beautiful song. That was just...
thank you.
Lullaby for the Forgotten from Time Out of Mind. Now, we just reviewed it. I gave it a thumbs up. I really liked the movie. Tell us where in the movie can everyone hear that beautiful song?
This song is in a scene that takes place at Grand Central Station. And in this scene, there's no dialogue over the sounds. You see Richard Gere walking in desperation throughout the station, and that's what you hear.
Beautiful. And is that... have you seen the movie? I assume you've seen
of
the
course.
Movie. And did you enjoy it as well?
Of course, yeah. And you know what's interesting is that sound is really an important and integral part of this movie.
Yes.
In a way that is somewhat different from most Hollywood films. Usually when New York City is portrayed, in most movies they tone down street noises and they sort of try to beautify the soundscape, but not in this movie. In this movie, the sound is really important, and it's very realistic, much like the whole movie. It's not beautified because it's supposed to let you see what being homeless in New York City is really like. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, the entire movie starts in a dark screen, with a dark screen where all you hear is bell ringing. And then, like, light comes up and you see the landscape, you see, like, New York City, but the camera is static. It doesn't move for a long time. And yet there is a lot of action going on, and it's all through the sound, because you hear like people talking, children playing, sounds of cars and trains and horns. So you get the sense that a lot is happening, even though you don't see anything. You just see a static landscape. So the sound is a really important actor, if you will, in this movie.
Great point.
And the scene where my playing is, we actually recorded my playing in the scene, meaning I was there with Richard Gere walking by, acting, and the sound was recorded live, not in a studio, but in Grand Central Station.
Wow.
To make it be fully integrated into the soundscape.
And Natalia, take us back a little bit and how you got into this particular musical instrument and what drew you to playing the saw?
Well, that happened kind of by chance. You know, it's not something that I really planned for. It's not something that your mother would send you to school to learn. I was in Europe, and I went to see a show for tourists, and part of the show was a man playing a saw. And I was drawn not only to the ethereal, angelic sound of it, and not really to the fact that it's a novelty, you know, it's a saw, it's a tool that makes sounds. But what attracted me was the fact that it's one of the only instruments, so when you play it, the entire instrument moves. You know, if you think of a violin, the bow moves, but the actual violin doesn't move. Mm-hmm. But with a saw, it's not just the bow, it's the entire blade flexes and forms wave-like shapes in the air as you play it, so it's very visual.
Are there different types of saws, like French musical saw, tenor and baritone, carpenter saws? I sound like an expert on it, but are there different types of saws that you play?
There are. Basically, any saw plays. If you have a saw in your toolbox, it's a musical instrument. But the length of it matters, the type of steel matters, the width of the blade, the tapering. There are a lot of factors that influence the sound. And so there are different makes of saws that were made especially for music in order to augment the range or get a deeper tone.
So how many saw players are there in the world, and where do you...
It's hard to say.
I mean,
it's
how
hard
do,
to say,
I mean,
but...
Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would think, I don't know, maybe 1,000 altogether if you want to count also people who just, you know, most saw players are not professional. They just play for their own pleasure. So, you know, counting all of those, I would say maybe 1,000.
So not many. So are you self-taught or did someone teach you?
I am, yes. When I started, there was no one I could go to. That fellow that I saw playing in Europe, that was my inspiration, I actually went backstage and I asked him if he would teach me, and he refused. He said
oh,
no.
Wow.
Yeah, but actually I am grateful to him for his refusal, because I've learned later that this is actually the tradition of saw playing. You see somebody playing, and the way they did it in the old days, it was like, go home, try to figure it out by imitating what you remember the saw player doing. And if you figure it out, it means you are meant to be a saw player. If you can't figure it out on your own, forget about it. Don't bother. The art form is not for you.
And then you got to be a carpenter, I guess.
Yeah. So the saw player actually enables me to experience the art form in the old-time traditional way. So
nice.
I'm actually grateful to him.
All right. Well, and once again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with musician Natalia Saw Lady Peruse. Her music is featured in Time Out of Mind. And now, aside from Time Out of Mind, Natalia, where else can we hear your music?
There are a few movies, for example, Another Earth, which came out on Fox Searchlight in 2011, has a beautiful scene. It's actually the precursor for the love scene. It's interesting how, you know, even though the saw has kind of a... people often think of it as like a Halloweenish or sci-fi-ish kind of sound. There are now two movies that use the saw as sort of an aphrodisiac sound, really. And one of them is Another Earth. The other one is Brother, Where Art Thou? And
oh, yeah.
They're also, it's in a scene which is, you know, right before the sex scene.
Can we hire you for Valentine's Day?
That's right. Not only for Halloween.
Well, that's it. You know, because it is our cannibalism show here on Breakthrough Entertainment in honor of the release of The Green Inferno. We gave it two thumbs up. Mine was extra meaty. And but you know, when I told the guys here that we had on the Saw Lady, they misunderstood and they thought that we were going to be doing something else with the saw. But you know, I had to clarify.
Not at all. You know, Natalia, I am so impressed that you've performed with Zubin Mehta. I mean, tell us what that is like. I mean, he is so well known.
That was an incredible experience. He is amazing. In the production where I played, there was, you know, many instruments and there was a whole choir. And I remember an instant where he stopped us all and he pointed to one singer out of this big choir and he said, "You were a little flat on this note." I mean, the fact that he could hear through the cacophony of the entire ensemble, he could hear that one person was slightly off. I was very impressed.
That is unbelievable. Wow, he's just so well known. And I've noticed some other people that you have known and have pictures with, Blythe Danner.
Yes, that was she was receiving an award, and I was honored to play for that award ceremony.
She's
was
great,
incredibly nice.
Oh, I like
her. Actually, I received a wonderful letter from her, in which she told me that she plays. I have a Christmas CD, and she told me that she plays my Christmas CD every Christmas. That was so sweet of her.
That is so cool. What other instruments do you play, or is it pretty much the saw, or do you have other things?
The saw is my main instrument, but I also play different types of bells. And also, I now have what is the newest instrument for me. It's actually historically the oldest instrument that I own, and that is a glass harp. A glass harp does not look like a harp at all, but that's the name of it. It's like 25 glasses, sort of like, let's say, champagne glasses. And those glasses are pitched, so I have two octaves of glasses, and you play them by friction. You rub your finger on the rims of the glasses, and that produces a very ethereal tone.
Wow. Now, before we let you go, Natalia, we have to know, because we don't want you to teach us how to play the musical saw, the saw, but say, you know, Dave or myself are headed over to the Home Depot after the show.
And we wanted to play like 36 pitched Austrian cowbells,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah, that's a great example, Dave. What should we be looking for in the saw?
Well, you want it to be, first of all, of course, not electric.
Yes.
And you want it to have a full blade. And you want it to be at least 26 inches long. It's not that shorter saws don't play. They do. But they don't have enough notes for a full song. So, I mean, if you can get 28 inches, that's even better.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And, you know, the song that's going to take us out of our segment is actually from Delicatessen, but I don't believe it was going to be you playing it, but it's just your interpretation of it, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. So, again, musician Natalia, Saw Lady Peruse. Give us your website.
SawLady.com.
SawLady.com. Not too difficult to remember that. Everyone, check her out. Again, thank you so much for joining us, Natalia. We really appreciate
your
time.
Thank you.
And this is the...
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate you.
And this is the score from Delicatessen as performed by Natalia Peruse on the musical Saw.
I think it's fantastic.
Yes,
I mean, self-taught.
Yeah.
I mean, genius. And Zubin Mehta, are you kidding me? I mean... The best ever?
Yeah.
I'm very impressed. This is Breakthrough Entertainment, live, 1480 AM, KPHX.
And Delicatessen is a wonderful cannibalism movie.
Well, it's not, but I love corned beef as well as pastrami.
Okay, what part of the body is that from?
It's from a cow, I think. Yeah.
Don't call her that. That's very rude.
No, what? All right, and this, we'll be right back.